Blog Talk Radio.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say.
Another edition of Brush Show Radio. I saw you clapping. You betcha. I know you're clapping and dancing right along with our theme song, and I'm so glad you are, because it's worth clapping to and getting happy about. Integrative health is something we should all be celebrating. To join us to meet fascinating people, vendors, and experts in the realm of natural and preventative health care, coming together at the Brush Show in Town, April 17th, 2016, at the Lamplighter Inn in London, Ontario. And we, as such, are thrilled to have you there from 8:30 to 4 p.m. Get your tickets online and beat the rush. Go to www.brushshowintown.ca. You can read about the various vendors that are going to be present, the speakers, the schedule, everything. You can read blogs about from Dr. Mostovoy and yours truly. You can listen to more of these wonderful conversations and vendor spotlights with our various vendors and keynote speakers. So today we are really thrilled to have the renowned Dr. Earl Sweet with us, honoring a 45-year career in healthcare. Dr. Earl Sweet, DC, MH, DNM. He is a Doctor of Natural Medicine, Master Herbalist, Honors Graduate, Doctor of Chiropractic, Honors Graduate, Faculty Member, Clinical Herbalism, School of Health and Natural Therapies in 1997 to 2000, Vice Chairman, National Examining Board of Chiropractic, Founder, Clinical Director of Clinica Pan America, and Dr. Sweet, you'll fix me up on that one. I know English and French, but not Portuguese or Spanish. And you've been a clinical director of some amazing opportunities down in South America. Currently, Technical Director and Research Institute for Safer Botanicals Incorporated, Clinical Director of Oak Ridge Chiropractic Clinic, Director International Resources Incorporated, President and CEO Heritage Botanicals Incorporated USA. And you can contact him at the clinic by phone, 519-641-1150 or 519-472-0060 to connect with him and get to access his years of brilliance in uncovering and discovering better ways to handle our stress and needs and everything that we need in this world to live a more vibrant and healthy life. So welcome to the show, Dr. Sweet.
Thank you very much. I'm pleased to be here. One of the things that I do have to kind of comment on, the 45 years is now 58.
Oh, God.
I started my internship in September of 1958.
Wow.
And I practiced for basically a year and a half, even though there was a two-year internship as part of the equation. But at the time that I stopped, I had a practice that was three times the size of what was required to get an honors certificate when I graduated. So I stopped before I graduated and started doing specialty work and specialty research, one of which was the use of the system that has been developed for breast testing and mm-hmm. body testing. And I worked with the good doctor from New York for the last 6 months before I graduated.
Absolutely. It's amazing how fast time flies, you know.
It is.
You know, all these years of experience have really helped you to really hone your craft. And what you bring to London and area really is something very, very special. It's a special brand of magic that you have developed using all your skill sets and, you know, years of practice. So really thrilled to have you here with us today for this special half hour and also
Thank
to
you.
Have you
Thank
as a breakout speaker at the breast show in town, and also your many, many opportunities that you've been with us in terms of Hot Talk, Holistic Hot Talk, and all the various events, and where we grow and go from here is just the beginning. So I think it's fabulous that you are in our area and definitely making a difference to help people from all walks of life to live their most fullest and vibrant life and to really cut the crap, so to speak, in terms of you know, trying this and trying that. You have a really great scientific model that you use. And I'd love for you to, you know, our conversation is going to be about sharing the top three and maybe some bonus tips on things people need to know, you know, to think about what's missing in our healthcare system and to really get the questions in their mind so that when they go out they can make some really informed decisions and really know what they're looking for. But if you'd like to tell them a little bit more about the services that you're providing, that would be wonderful.
All right. One of the problems that I find that exists in a lot of places are people who have specialized to such a degree that they only are, for all intents and purposes, specialty providers for a very narrow number of situations or conditions. And I honestly believe that there has to be a broader spectrum of things that people are able to deal with properly. One of my pet peeves, I guess, is the number of people who are being dealt with on the basis of symptom suppression and disease management. And I don't believe that there's an awful lot to be gained by symptom suppression, because essentially you're, for all intents and purposes, driving this back into the body to cover it up and medicating it with pain control and things of that nature so that you aren't, the patient isn't really aware of the degree of problem anymore. I would rather see that corrected rather than simply suppressed and managed. And in doing that, essentially, if you think about it, the people I was talking about originally are people who basically have gone to the bazaar and bought an elephant and come home, and when they unwrap it, they only have a tail or a tusk or a right leg or a ear or whatever, but they don't own a whole elephant. And one of the things that has helped me a great deal was to have put together a special way of manufacturing herbal medicine, which we hold a great number of patents on. But what is technically known as cold, full-spectrum cold percolation.
Right.
The process used generally worldwide was developed in about the 1820s. And it's called maceration. And it's essentially a 38-day process. The process of cold percolation is actually an 8-hour process, which produces a final product that is considerably better in potency and better in a number of ways than the old way of doing it. And so we've built a lab and produce our own recipes this way, and we've developed the mechanism for being able to test patients in a very complete fashion, which also allows us to ultimately offer custom-made medicine for their particular problems.
Right.
And that has, over the years, been developed to the point where it's quite feasible, quite functional, and a number of people are starting to really understand the merits of having someone make medicine just for them, designed around all of the things that our testing of them has determined was part of the problem.
Right, right. Well, that's truly, the ticket, right? I mean, our pharmaceutical companies create thousands and thousands of medications and based around their hypothesis of what they're for, very generic brands and brand names and this sort of thing, but they're not necessarily calibrated to the person themselves. And as
no,
such, there
that's
are
true.
A lot of iatrogenic side effects and all kinds of things that are really not to the best interest of the individual. So I like the idea that you customize based on your scientific system that you use to be able to determine what it is that a person needs and then go right to town and make it for them.
Right.
It gives us
a total advantage because for all intents and purposes, we are really the only people in town that own a whole elephant because we have studied and worked and produced a situation where each facet of what am I looking at, how did it get that way, how do I get it back to being or as close to normal as I possibly can, and technically, for all intents and purposes, we're the the corner mechanic, as it were, right? We're actually technically fixing something, not messing with the symptoms.
Yeah, which is absolutely wonderful. And as such, you've been doing this this work, obviously, you know, for quite a number of years. So you've perfected what your system is, and basically, a person's really getting true medicine for them. And it's not that this medicine is something that they have to be on for the rest of their life. It's recalibrated, isn't it, as they go and what
it is,
are.
Yes. Because essentially, if we were simply treating symptoms, it might be for life. But in fact, when you're actually correcting something, once it becomes a corrected situation, unless they get hit by a truck or something, you've got nothing more to fix because it's now fixed.
Right, right, which is really miraculous.
It's just a different way of looking at the world, right?
Yeah.
I guess it is to a degree the way everybody would like to think it is, but isn't.
Right.
Because if I went to the doctor, I would really like to get something corrected. Not necessarily messed with.
Exactly, and that's why people go and get the antibiotics, because they figure it's going to correct the cold or the flu or whatever it is that they have. But we know now the science is very much there, loud and clear, that it really messes with things, throws off
Well, it creates
your natural
whole series of problems with the normal bacteria of the digestive system.
Right.
And when that is out of whack, then digestion itself begins to fail. And if you want to repair bones and teeth and whatever, how be we have something that doesn't fail?
Mm-hmm.
It just makes more sense if you think about it.
Exactly. So, I think that's food for thought for a lot of people who are listening to this episode. And also, I'd love us to just kind of dive into the rest of the conversation, because they can contact you, and we'll go through the contact information at the end of the show. And they're thinking about this while we're going on with the rest of the call. And that is,
sure.
You really brought up some really significant points. We were talking about the top three things that our healthcare system fails to address. And I think that this is a wonderful conversation to have. Many people have gotten through cold and flu season. We're getting into the warmer weather very soon. And, out in the sunshine and that sort of thing more. So wondered if, and if time allows, we're actually going to get into some bonus points as well. So I'd love for you to take on the conversation and start the dialogue on what would be the first thing you would ultimately like to have addressed in our healthcare system.
Well, one of the things I guess that I consider to be the most important is how be we start fixing things. Because fixing things, to me, is the only thing that makes any kind of sense. changing things or attempting to catalog things in, oh, this can't be fixed. But we can manage your condition.
Right.
When that is said and that is the theme followed, the condition is usually managed for the rest of your short, miserable life. That, to me, doesn't work very well. I have divided up things into a number of categories, but some of it has to do with my background and where I've been and what I've been doing. And in the process, and in being a chiropractor, it seems to me that if the spinal column and the spinal nerves are the electrical system that runs your house, and all of a sudden one day you wake up and you have no heat and no light in the kitchen, maybe we should have a look at the electrical system. And it's my observation that basically nobody does look at the spinal column, and is it alive and well, and is it working, and is it doing what it's supposed to be doing? I think that's an oversight, because I can't imagine why anybody would check over a house if the electricity wasn't working right. Well, what would you do? Go to the hardware store and buy a heat lamp or something? I mean, that's the control of it. How do we look at the control of it and find out what's controlled and what's not? The second thing I think that needs a good look-see, because nobody really has a simple and easy way of looking at the immune system's capabilities but us, because I've never seen any kind of testing done that allows you to monitor things that are coming down the road to get you, but haven't gotten big enough and bad enough and cumbersome enough to be actually producing symbols for the language of symptoms, which is, in fact, exactly that. It's a language. So symptoms basically say, this is kind of out of control. Mother Nature's tried to fix it, hasn't been successful at it. Maybe we need a slightly different way of looking at it, or a different approach to it, or something else, but we really, really need to be able to get down and measure what is the immune system up to. As an example, I don't believe that the usual things that bother people, either colds or flus or the rest of this, are there because it's a bright, sunshiny day and it's your turn. I believe the immune system has been compromised, and now all of a sudden you have problems that you didn't realize you had, because the immune system's run out of soldiers to look after all of the chores that the immune system is supposed to be dealing with on a continuous basis. The third thing that I would like to see people pay a little more attention to technically is terrain. Terrain essentially says, if you want to grow rice, you better have a rice paddy, because you can't grow rice in a wheat field, nor can you grow wheat in a rice paddy, because you'd drown the stuff. But if under the circumstances, let's say that, a terrible example, but let's say that cancer was a problem with cactuses, and so you could have someone go in and whack all the cactuses, come back out, everything's going to be fine, and we whacked all the cactuses, everything's marvelous now, and 6 weeks or 8 weeks or 10 weeks or whatever, oh my God, it's back. It's back? It never left. What can you grow in a desert? Cactuses. You can't necessarily have pine trees, palm trees, flowers, or anything else. But if, in fact, you can have a rice paddy, you can certainly have rice. If you have an oasis, you can't necessarily have autoimmune diseases. You couldn't necessarily have cancer or a massive yeast infection that's upsetting the system, because that's not what grows in an oasis. It grows in a desert. So as long as you are a de facto desert, don't be surprised what can happen to you. It's how it is. That's what grows in a desert.
Right.
It seems to me, I guess, so commonsensical and so logical, I find it hard to understand why jumping to conclusions or doing a battery of $4,652 worth of tests makes any kind of sense if, in fact, the result of the test is not going to change in one iota the things that you were going to give that patient to suppress their symptoms.
Right,
why would
right.
you do that?
I know. Common sense isn't so common, especially in this day where we're kind of like told, you know, do this or do that, and, you know, and we'll fix you, you know, we'll manage your symptoms, but you have to do this and you have to do that. You have to come and have your colorectal screening because you're this age, or because you're this age now, mammograms are required. And
right.
really, it isn't a one-size-fits-all, right?
No, it sure isn't. If it were, you could create a one-item thing that would stop all of the cancers in the world, and that simply never has happened.
Right.
Apart from the fact that you couldn't have cancer a cancer problem anyway if the immune system was working fine, because when there were enough soldiers to clean up the viruses, the bacteria, the yeast spores, the cancer cells, the whatever, they wouldn't be a problem. They haven't been a problem for the first 59 years of your life. Why are they now? Something has changed. Something's shutting down. Something's disappeared completely. And if you had a working immune system, you would have enough soldiers to do the cleanup jobs, and you wouldn't have cancer or whatever either.
Well, that's true. And one of the things that's crossing my mind is lots of people say, well, it's just part of the aging process. What do you have to say about the aging process? Is it an expectation that we need to, you know, expect to be diseased and sick and broken?
I honestly don't believe it is. I don't think it has to be, quite honestly, because we have seen our crew that are the testers that check people to find out what we are dealing with. A 102-year-old lady was looked after on about 5 different occasions over correcting things and balancing things and whatever. And in the process of doing this, it's done with a situation quite like acupuncture, except it's not that exactly. It's not needles and things. It's pressure contacts to give us a reading on the body. But a human body is connected well enough that you could technically touch places on fingers and toes and even teeth and get an answer as to, is its connection, let's say as an example, would be a liver. Is this liver inflamed? Is it infected? Is it underproducing? Is it overproducing? Is it exhausted? What is going on in there? I don't need to ask Uncle Louie and Aunt Nellie what is going on in their liver or your liver, because they really don't know. A great portion of what's happening is under the radar, and only the really nasty things have begun to show symptoms. And consequently, what would they know about the things that are coming down the road to get you? They don't even know whether they remembered all of the symptoms you talked to them about. So it makes a lot more sense to be able to do the testing, get both sides of the fence, the bad side, as it were, and the going to be bad shortly if you're not careful side, and try and get them understood and under the testing system dealt with on a basis of, let's try and get all of these things fixed that can and will be fixed. But after she had had 5 tests, she came in the last day, and of the testing itself, a perfect situation is 50, with on the monitor, the top of the screen is 100, the bottom of the screen is 0. 50 is a perfect situation, and nothing technically has to be fixed. The 5th test that she had 2 things that were not 50 with nothing on the tray, which essentially means she had corrected things well enough that she only had 2 things that didn't fit the 50, and they were both 49s.
Oh, wow, so close.
102 years of age.
Wow. That sounds phenomenal.
That's which one of a kind on the record, quite honestly. I mean, nobody could even imagine that happening, except she was in generally good shape. She was honest enough to be able to tell me, I'm pretty sure I'm strong enough to pull this off. So time wasn't really a problem. And compliance, the things that we asked her to take, were custom made for her. And in custom made, it corrected the things that we wanted corrected. And she came out of her fifth test that well.
Wow! Absolutely amazing. That's
the
really
difference that exists between folks. Let's say is babies are not developed well enough. Their nervous system isn't advanced enough as babies to have them tested the way we would test children and adults. But by the time a 4 or 5 year old is 4 or 5, their nervous system has completed the evolution of nervous systems developments to the point where they can, in fact, be tested.
Mm-hmm.
But babies, there's a great number of things that we can do that just make sense, like making sure that they can, in fact, digest milk, and making sure that if they do have any kind of a virus or any kind of a thing going on, that we have a pretty good idea and a pretty good way of helping that, even though they can't be tested like the others can.
Right, right.
But
well,
getting back to older people, things do wear out, and mm-hmm. people do have, let's call it a little red wagon full of things that they maybe shouldn't have done most of their life and did. And so that adds another layer of things that have to quite often be changed, if that's physically possible. It's part of the compliance part of it, you know. It would help a great deal if you quit smoking 3 packs of cigarettes a day.
Mm-hmm.
It would help a great deal if breakfast wasn't a donut at Tim's, and lunch was a donut at Tim's, and dinner was leftovers. I mean, that's not the way to feed a human body and keep it in good shape and good repair.
Right.
So some of it is, in fact, related to being a little older than usual, but it doesn't mean that that's the excuse for not trying to get in shape, not trying to stay in shape, and it's not an excuse to just let things go until it's so bad you absolutely have to do something. It's
right.
preemptive whatever it's called, is the ideal way of doing things, which is one of the reasons why the testing that we do is something that allows us to see before it happens something that's going to come and happen. That's a
right.
huge advantage, I want to tell you, a huge, huge advantage.
It would
but the
be,
testing
because
itself
being preventative
has been
always best.
I'm sorry.
The being
testing itself
is always best.
Absolutely. Why not do that instead of cleaning up a mess?
Exactly.
Especially
yeah.
if all messes can't be cleaned up.
Mm-hmm. Well, Dr. Sweet, this has been a fascinating conversation. Our half hour is already winding up. I wondered if you could just share your contact information again, what your office hours are and where you're located, please.
The office is located in Hyde Park Village, and the telephone numbers are 519-472-0011. And the office itself is 519-472-0060. And if all of those phones are busy and you can't get through, try 519-641-1150. And if that's a problem, keep on trying and leave a message so that we can pick up your phone number and your name, and we'll phone you back. How's that?
That's just wonderful. Yeah, so many doctor's offices and specialties, you have to leave the information and follow up yourself. So it's wonderful to have this follow-up that you provide. And The Brush Show in town is coming very soon. It's April 17th, 2016 at the Lamplighter Inn, 8:30 to 4 p.m. Come and get your cup filled with great information. Meet wonderful healthcare practitioners from all walks of life and levels of healthcare, along with products and services meant to bring out the best you. And as such,
we'll be there.
And Dr. Sweet will be there for sure, sharing his wisdom. You can shake hands with him, talk with him, and find out more about this fascinating man, his mission, his vision, his journey. And as such, Dr. Sweet, it's been an absolute thrill to have you with us this afternoon. And
thank
look
you
forward
very
to
much
seeing
for
you
coming.
At the show. Oh,
greatly
wonderful.
Appreciated.
Wonderful. So this show is a wrap, and as such, enjoy a vibrant lifestyle. You so deserve it. Bye for now.
Thank you. Thank you.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say.